This is Reverend Bookburn going on in a couple of minutes. Takers and relay broadcasters. Reverend Bookburn is going on in a couple of minutes. Reverend Bookburn, the show is called The Reverend is In, and tonight the theme is Equal Time for the Other Terror Victims. This was the theme announced shortly after the corporate media's response to the London terrorist acts, and has been announced for the last couple of weeks. Tonight we're doing it. Equal time for the other terror victims. First, let's play something holy since I am clergy and it is Sunday. This is by The Germs and is called No God. We'll be right back.
Grandma wore a nighty. In the party, your special things to do. When the stiff winds blow, the flag don't wiggle. In the party, your special things to do. I met the ace of love. He took me to his plantation for the love of that separation. In the party, your special thing to do.
Special thing to do.
It could happen to me. It could happen to you. I met the ace of love. He said, I want you to go to a party. Your special thing to do.
Special thing to do.
Party of special things to do. It wasn't hard to find Elixir Sue. I met all the cards, the wild cards, the one-eyed Jill, the red queen. She turned her head, you know what I mean. She turned her back and said, I got a brand new game I wanna lay on you. Ooh. I met them all at the party of special things to do. Now wouldn't you? I met them all at the party of special things to do. The camel wore a nightie at the party of special things to do.
Special things to do,
yeah. Special things to do at the party of special things to do. I met Alexa Sue. I met the Mirror Man. I met the Wild Cards. I met them all. I met them all. I met them all. At the party of special things to do.
Oh, just the way I like it, baby. I don't wanna live forever. And don't forget the joke.
Motorhead doing Ace of Spades. Before that, Ezra Mohawk with EDO did Party of Special Things to Do. Voices of Africa did Abba Zabba. Oblivions did Can't Last Another Night. And Oblivions are, by the way, no relation to any buffoonery that may use that name, nor are they to be confused with The Oblivions, or rather Oblivion, a former Philadelphia hardcore punk band from the 80s. Before Oblivions, you heard Conflict doing The Guilt and the Glory, and started off with The Germs doing No God. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. It's on live every Sunday night from 9 to 11 or so, East Coast time, USA. At RadioVolta.org, and you can check out the Reverend at DJ Pages and the Reverend Is In. And at RadioVolta.org, the show is repeat broadcasted Tuesday nights 7 to 9 and Wednesday mornings 6 to 8. The Reverend Is In is also relay broadcasted live at atheistnetwork.com, where the show is repeat broadcasted Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, 7 a.m. and 9 p.m., also East Coast time, USA, as well as repeat broadcasted oh so appropriately on Sunday mornings when the show is back-to-back with the great Hour of Slack. And The Reverend Is In is also relay broadcasted live at two independent radio stations in the state of Washington, one in Olympia and one in Seattle. The Reverend is available for weddings of couples or groups of any orientation or lifestyle, including those from the transgendered or kink communities, outside or across the street from Catholic, fundamentalist, or any other Taliban-modeled theocratic church. If you want to write to the Reverend, send announcements of your birthday, song requests, feedback to past themes, or ideas and input to future themed shows, or for any reason other than spam, except if it's that hilarious Jesus spam people have been sending quite consistently, write to Reverend Bookburn, care of Quail, as in Dan Numbnuts Quail, the biggest fucking idiot after Reagan and before George W. Numbnuts Bush, Quail, Q-U-A-Y-L-E, at sjcdc.org. And at that website, sjcdc.org, South Jersey Clinic Defense Coalition, you can check out an article entitled Theocracy and Sexual Freedom. And be sure to check out the Reverend's archive site with past live shows, about a dozen, I believe, as well as the blog, featuring the Reverend's statement after the death of Marlon, the great engineer, at reverendbookburn.com. One word, reverendbookburn.com. And let's see, next week on The Reverend Is In, the Taliban's influence on the U.S. Supreme Court. That's right, we are going to deal extensively with John Roberts, the Taliban clone, nominated by George W. Corporate Ho, war criminal Bush, to be Sandra Day O'Connor's replacement on the U.S. Supreme Court. And that's the theme next week, the Taliban's influence on the U.S. Supreme Court. And let's see. The Reverend heard something about Reverend Wildman and Fred Phelps and some of these homophobic assholes. I believe somebody was either going to come to Philadelphia or have already been to Philadelphia. And so we wanted to say to them that you are what you repress, and you are what you preach against the most. So we all know about repressed sex negatives, and we all know about repressed and closet sexual beings who put themselves in the guise of moral crusaders and family values, Christians and congressmen. And we stand for morals and the family and our church, and are really just as much horn dogs as everybody else, because they are, despite their diligent efforts not to be, humans. So chill out, you fucking weird ass American Family Association and Westboro Baptist Church and all you other fucking retards. Everybody knows that you have something to hide, and like all the other moral preachers, both in the citizenry and in the pulpit and in the halls of Congress, you really can't wait till your next little incident of action and pleasure. And thank you, Mr. Domino, for bringing that to the Reverend's attention. Next week is the Taliban's influence on the U.S. Supreme Court. Other future themes include, while we're on that old subject, more perverted stories from moral crusaders. Yes, all true stories, starring Operation Rescue founder Randall Terry, W. David Hager, Senator Henry Hyde, and a plethora of all these other guys. Oh, and the guy from the anti-abortion terrorist site, Neil Horsley, who lost his virginity to, this is not a joke, this is real, an animal. So, and of course, the Senator Rick Santorum types, etc., etc. That will be when we do more perverted stories from moral crusaders with Henry Hyde and David Haggard and Neil Horsley and Randall Terry and others. And speaking of that, another future show is Henry Hyde's retirement party. Other future themes: Halliburton gives Condi an oilgasm. Recovery for propagandists, in which we will discuss this 12-step monopoly and delusional higher power recovery systems, and the misguided abuses of the word addiction, such as love addiction, sex addiction, porn addiction, internet addiction, golf club addiction, television addiction, and other absurd misuses of and propagandistic uses of the word addiction. Plus, we'll have a lot of fun with it and some great songs lined up for that one when we do the Recovery for Propaganda show, as well as the Pubic Property show and some great input from the book burners on that, where we will discuss Puritan posturing and sex negativism from all schools of thought and walks of life, liberal and conservative, left-wing and right-wing, from fundamentalist Christian churches to groupthink freethinkers and some kinds of women's studies classes, and of course the good old church people. We will have a lot of fun, and it will be a very hot night when we do pubic property, and that will be fun, and still accumulating ideas and song ideas. And so far 100% of the ideas offered have been added to the Pubic Property Show. Other future themes, another edition of Rehab for Pedophile Priests. And, oh man, a lot of these are escaping me right now. There might be a day or two off in the next month or two due to plans and conflicting scheduling, but it will most likely not be any cancellations of this show for more than one at a time. So all of that is to come on The Reverend Is In. We have no birthdays to announce, so let's see what's in the news. A big thank you to the Radio Volta and Philly Independent Media Center folks, again, who have been honoring the great 4.5-year engineer on the show, the late Marlon, the great engineer. And we did two nights of tributes to him, if you're just tuning in for the first time. And a great, awesome, not just producer, but friend, human being, humanitarian, and a thousand other things. And some of the leftover music has spilled over into last week's Put Karl Rove on Trial show, and is going to spill over tonight and for the next handful of shows until we play all of the music that is with Marlon in mind. And mind you, he has some rather odd and unusual tastes, but that is just fine at The Reverend Is In. And speaking of friends of the show, Catherine Moon is playing Jerry Garcia tribute show in Northern New Jersey. And I believe she's on the Garcia tribute CD. It's a 3-CD set. Jerry Jams, Jerry Cares. And the concert is either Friday or Saturday night next weekend. So the first weekend of August. And benefits the Jersey Jams Fund, jerseyjamsfund.com. And features Catherine Moon. And you can check out our old friend here, Catherine Moon, at CatherineMoon.com. Catherine with a C and one word, CatherineMoon.com. And I'm pretty sure she has a song that is a part of the Jerry Garcia tribute. And let's see, what else is in the news? Oh, we didn't spend, not we, they didn't spend enough money from the American working people on the fucking war, their own acts of terrorism, i.e. the killing of large numbers of civilians. Not enough money out of the tens of billions was spent on that. More money had to be spent on a fucking space shuttle. Yes, with the excess money left over after the war budget has plummeted the nation, it was decided, fuck child care, fuck maternity leaves, healthcare, Medicaid and Medicare, Social Security, of course, which is targeted for a good looting Enron style, and fuck the public and public needs and environmental needs. We want to spend a lot on a fucking rocket with the executives of CBS and Fox and CNN and most major corporate media networks plunging their tongues deep into the assholes of the Bush regime and acting like it was the second coming, not the second coming of a deity or any other cartoon character, but the second coming of two or more hot people ready to orgasmically explode. Oh, the rocket took off. Oh, you can see it flying. Oh no, what about the flying debris? Oh, that's just terrible. So we'll keep you updated about this great expenditure, this oh so wise, of spending that was so necessary and so valuable and so in the interests of the people of the nation, of the continent, and of the world. And, oh, John Byrd is in the news. Right, somebody sent this to the Reverend. Let's find it. Let's go immediately to that. That's too much fun. Where are you, John Byrd? He is a guy who was heavily connected to anti-abortion violence, friends of anti-choice terrorists and Al-Qaeda clones, Michael Griffin and Paul Hill, and other Army of God representatives, and himself a violent anti-abortion person. Well, he was convicted of molesting a girl under 16 at his home for unwed mothers that he and his wife ran for years and years. One of umpteen alleged victims, but finally somebody who stood up before others started coming forward. And he was convicted. He just lost his case on appeal yet again unanimously and is getting ready to do his time. May Bubba in cell block C fall in love with you, John Byrd, former recipient of Asshole of the Week, as you do your time. And what else is in the news? Oh, Camp Quest. In case you thought there was nothing available for youths except for bullshit like the Boy Scouts and the Girl Scouts and other anti-democracy, anti-diversity, religion pushers. Now there is, it's called Non-Religious Kids Find Refuge in Godless Camp. Nicole Ward grew tired of having to pray during the hot activity-filled days of her summer camp experience, especially since she came from a family that doesn't believe in a God. I really didn't enjoy having to say a million prayers a day at other camps, said Ward. Thanks to Camp Quest, Q-U-E-S-T, she no longer has to. Camp Quest is a secular camp operated in Butler County, Ohio, by a group incorporated in Kentucky. It is for kids who come from families who are atheist or agnostic. For these kids, Camp Quest provide a refuge from a society where God feels omnipresent. Oh, some more lunatics are interrupting. Let us pray for them. Lord, we pray for the impotent fuckheads who are abusing not just their loved ones, but an entire West Philadelphia community with their excessively volumed sirens. We know this is a manifestation of their sexual dysfunction, like the Christian supremacist psycho stalker of New Jersey. and we pray that they get a restoration of their genital function. We pray to thee, hallelujah. This is Reverend Bookburn. All right, back to Camp Quest. I sometimes get pressured at my school, like, why don't I believe in God? Said Molly Silverman, a camper. But here, they never pressure me or anything. Instead, Silverman is accepted without criticism for not bowing her head before each meal. Oh Lord, we extend that prayer to the other numbnuts and limp dick and impotent forces that drove by the last vehicle, blasting a siren as well as all of their brothers and sisters who are similar. We pray to thee, Lord. Alright. Instead, Silverman is accepted without criticism for not bowing her head before each meal. A godless curriculum. Lawyer and author Edwin Kagan, K-A-G-I-N, an atheist, founded the camp 10 years ago and chooses to focus on subjects that steer clear of religion. Hallelujah. We also have critical thinking, said Kagan. We teach science. Ooh. We teach evolution. Ooh. We have a strong emphasis on scientific method. Kagan also refers back to American history to nurture his godless environment. Each camper is given a godless $1 bill without the phrase "In God We Trust" printed on the back because the God $1 bills didn't emerge until the 1950s. Oh yes, be sure to cross them out. If you get a dollar bill in which some buffoonish idiot at the Treasury Department forgot that simple constitutional fact. American atheists and agnostics. An estimated 6 million Americans are atheists or agnostics who either do not believe in God or question the existence of a God. By the way, that is a way underestimate. That figure is way too low. Hostility towards atheists and agnostics in the United States prompts some non-religious people to refer to their admission of godlessness as coming out of the closet. Polls have shown Americans would choose a president who was gay, female, or Muslim over a non-God-fearing person. Americans tend to view religious faith as the basis for morality. So when someone says they don't have a religious faith or they're an atheist, to many people that's admitting they don't have moral values, said John Green of the Pew Forum on Religion and Public Life. Well, morals is a propagandistic word, and actually people of faith, a vast majority, have less conscience and compassion and ethics. Back to the article, Kagan's Camp Quest is a response to the current debate over the role of religion in public life. Phil Barres of the Citizens for Community Values said Kagan's camp sends the wrong message. What offends me more about this camp is the fact that they're teaching the myth of separation between church and state, said Barres. Kagan said his campers are perfectly normal, that instead the problem lies with other people's religious tunnel vision. There's nothing wrong with the children of Camp Quest. The problem is the bigotry of people who do not understand or are afraid that they threaten them because of their very existence, said Kagan. Again, Camp Quest, QUEST.com. All right, Motorhead for a minute, and then back to the action.
Yeah.
Okay, technical thing resolved. Alright. Tonight the theme is equal time for the other terror victims. And what that means is that in response to the London terrorist attacks, we wanted to say that the coverage that was afforded the victims in London, which was quite appropriate, it is appropriate to acknowledge that the killing of civilians is terrorism, and that the people who did those acts are assholes and terrorists. But what that also means is that they are, in the corporate media, licking the assholes of Bush, Cheney, Blair, and all the other terrorists who are big leagues and not little league terrorists by not acknowledging the civilian deaths caused by them in the pursuit of Halliburton profits and oil and the Halliburton war contracts. And we're going to read something about that in a little bit. The definition of terrorism and the difference between a terrorist and a criminal is a politically motivated killing of civilians. If a soldier kills an opposing soldier, that is a combatant in a war zone, but the killing of civilians is terrorism. And so it is our job at independent media to not allow the Little League terrorists to be used as a smokescreen for silence on the actions of the Big League terrorists. And so, and that has been the case throughout modern history, and sharply escalating under Reagan during the 80s, during his massive acts of terrorism involving millions on six continents in covert wars. When you fund people like the Contras and the Angolan Contras and many others whose entire methodology is to kill civilians, Red Cross centers, daycare centers, farm co-ops, and villages of civilians as a means to their ends, then that is funding and implementing terrorism. So covert wars, or the so-called war on other people's terrorism, are to be acknowledged for what they are, which are acts of terrorism. And before we get back to the music, I want to direct people to IraqBodyCount.net for actual figures. And when we come back, we're going to do a reading from Philadelphia City Paper. If you're not in the Philadelphia area, it's the cover story of citypaper.net, a woman who is exposing Dickless Cheney's Halliburton Corporation, who are getting all of the no-bid war contracts and overcharging to the tune of billions. And let me give you a couple of fun sites also to peruse. After you're done at IraqBodyCount.net, you can check out Southern Resistance. SouthernResistance.com, the black sheep of the Bible Belt. SouthernResistance.com. And when we get back, we'll talk more about equal time for the other terror victims and the war criminals, the sociopaths of the Bush regime, people without conscience and people who are remorseless, people who are murderers and terrorists, and who will stop at nothing in their pursuit of greed and representing corporate interests. Let's play a song for the three people arrested in Canada. The U.S. is now invading the Vancouver area to get marijuana exiles And they did these raids over the last couple of days. And there's information at ReneBoje.com. And so these people, when upon being brought back, will get anywhere from 10 to life. And so even though they fled fascism to the north, and had a relative amount of time of freedom in Canada, that is under attack and needs to be resisted. They deserve our support. And we're going to play them a song from the Hempilation compilation, A Benefit. This is the Black Crowes version of a Dylan song, Rainy Day Women 12 and 35.
You could do to prove that kiss me, and you hold me. Bring me flowers all the time, but that's not enough to satisfy my needs. And if you love me, you sleep on the wet spot.
Can't watch Jerry Springer, 'cause my dadgum wrestling's on. Now keep that baby just as quiet as a mouse, and get your booty in that kitchen and fry me up some pork chops and eggs like they do at Waffle House.
If you love me, you sleep on the wet spot. You bite my tampons. Your food stamps. You take out the garbage. You clean out. If you love me, darling, the wet spot is yours. Quit your snoring, it's so boring, and I'm freezing 'cause you're teasing me with just the corner of the covers. I could snuggle your face with a pillow, pillow in the sheets when you roll on the dog and he lets one loose. If you love me,
everybody will sleep on the wet spot.
Sleep on the wet spot.
You'll buy my tampons.
You'll buy my tampons.
With your food stamps.
Your food stamps.
You'll take out the garbage.
You'll take out the garbage.
You'll clean out the cat box.
Clean out the cat box.
If you love me, darling.
If you love me, darling,
the wet spot is yours.
The wet spot is yours. If you love me, darling, the wet spot is yours. Or sleep on the floor.
Oh! George was in the White House watching his TV, chewing on a pretzel and drinking his iced tea, when suddenly he choked and passed out upon the ground. There was a bruise upon his cheek and scratches all around. So send George Bush a pretzel, send one every day, send it with best wishes and send him on his way.
Okay.
Then the Secret Service came, they took the pretzel in. They kept the pretzel up all night, interrogated him. The pretzel said, "I'm innocent, my story you must hear. It wasn't an iced tea he drank, it was an ice cold beer." So send George Bush a pretzel, send one every day, send him with best wishes and send him on his way. The pretzel got a lawyer from the ACLU. The media just made it up, the rumors wildly flew. The president responded in a twisty, twisty way. The pretzel is a terrorist, send him to Guantanamo Bay.
Okay.
Send George Bush a pretzel, send one every day. Send it with best wishes and send him on his way.
Okay.
Say that the pretzel was sent here from Iraq. Some say North Korea, they know it for a fact. But the pretzel and the president are brothers, yes they are. No matter what their differences, they both start with PR. So send George Bush a pretzel, send one every day. Send it with best wishes and send him on his way.
Okay.
Now George said, send $1 so Afghani kids can eat. But the only thing he sent them was a cluster bombing treat. So if you want to feed them in their starving neighborhood, send George Bush a pretzel and do those kids some good. So send George Bush a pretzel, send one every day. Send him with best wishes and send him on his way. Send George Bush a pretzel, send one every day. Send it with best wishes and send him on his way. Send him on his way. Do it, don't delay. Send him on his way.
Okay.
Gave the best lady fans TV.
country road.
To find, I try to reach for you, but you have closed your mind. Whatever happened to our love? Wish I understood. It used to be so nice, it used to be so good. So when you knew me, darling, can't you hear me? SOS. The love you gave me and nothing else could save me. SOS. When you're gone, how can I even try to go on? When you're gone, though I try, how can I carry on? You seem so far away, though you are standing near. You made me feel alive, but something died of fear. I really tried to make it up. Wish I understood. What happened to our love? It used to be so good. So when you're near me, darling, can't you hear me? SOS. The love you gave me and nothing else could save me. SOS. When you're gone, how can I even try to go on? When you're gone, so I try, how can I carry on? Could save me, SOS. When you're gone, how can I even try to go on? When you're gone, oh, I try, how can I carry on? When you're gone, how can I even try to go on? When you're gone, oh, I try, how can I carry on?
You heard Israelvis doing SOS, Vulture Culture did Country Roads, Stoned Age did Zombie, Electric Prunes did You Never Had It Better, Daryl Cherney and the Chernobyls did Send George Bush a Pretzel, System of a Down did Boom, and that is from the soundtrack CD of Michael Moore's incredible film, Fahrenheit 9/11. You can check it out at michaelmoore.com. Asylum Street Spankers did If You Love Me, You'll Sleep on the Wet Spot. And started off with the Black Crowes doing Rainy Day Women 12 and 35. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. Tonight the theme is Equal Time for the Other Terror Victims. And gotta smash something. There we go. Some living thing. Alright. So we were talking about what terrorism is and acknowledging it as the killing of civilians for political motivations. Therefore, the Little League terrorists of London and September 11th and the like are terrorists and assholes, but they are the Little League. The Big Leagues are Bush, Dickless Cheney, Halliburton Corporation, the implementers of covert wars, and the people running Guantanamo Bay, Abu Ghraib, and the current war on other people's terrorism. So we've directed people to IraqBodyCount.net for details, and there's another very informative site on the impending draft that seems to be closer and closer to being around the corner. You can check out draftresistance.org. And let's see. More informative sites include Al Off Air, A-L-O-F-F-A-I-R, aloffair.com. And if you want hot, seductive 1-900 or internet messages about the era of Bush, go to Lie Girls. And the Reverend met a lie girl. It's not Live Girls. You take away the V and it's liegirls.com. Very hot. Alright. Now we'll do a reading. This is, oh, don't forget the Ted Raw cartoons. His site was down last week when I gave him a plug. Ted Raw. He's at Raw, RALL.com. And check out a lot of his cartoons because they're so great. In Philadelphia, there is a free weekly paper called City Paper. If you're not in this area, it's at citypaper.net. And on the cover is Marie DeYoung wants Americans to realize how wasting billions of dollars in Iraq is ruining our lives. Okay. Ms. DeYoung goes to Washington. A Philly native wants Americans to realize, by Brian Hickey. And it's too long an article, but she was an insider, so she knows a lot of the stuff. Similar to the people who exposed Enron and that ilk. And we'll just read the quotes that are enlarged, one per page. About Halliburton, who got the no-bid war contracts in Iraq and have been overcharging by the billions, further depleting the American economy. The $13 billion in contracts Halliburton has received this year is nearly double what the United States spent in the first Gulf War. The alleged overcharged figure would have funded the entire Mexican-American War. The money could have up-armored 10,000 Humvees, purchased 3.2 million flak jackets, or covered the annual salaries of 600,000 soldiers. The U.S. government could have cut a $44.17 check for each citizen, or $573.30 per Iraqi, with the money Halliburton has made off the war contracts. Vice President Dickless Cheney received $33 million upon retiring from Halliburton, or 1,750 times a soldier's base pay. Though the Halliburton overcharge issue hasn't captured widespread attention, there is a slew of information available on the web. Let's see. Well, Reverend Marie DeYoung's site is probably the best source for that. It's Marie DeYoung. Marie DeYoung. MarieDeYoung.com. And the Project on Government Oversight, or POGO, P togo.org for information on the terrorists. And as we heard a million times after September 11th, trace the money. Find out where the money is coming from. So, if injustice can be so rampant at home, that does not even compare with the war zones, occupations, invasions, covert wars, and this war on other people's terrorism. So please send that link everywhere to everybody you email, iraqbodycount.net. All right, let's see. Keep your eyes out for the Heart of the Beholder film at beholder.com. And speaking of films, the movie that exposes Walmart is, I believe, just about to come out, from Robert Greenwald, who did the Outfoxed tape that exposes the Fox network, and Uncovered, that exposes the lies behind the Iraq War. Coming out very soon, also from Robert Greenwald, Walmart, the high cost of low price. And we'll keep you informed when that comes out. That is an absolute must for free plugs. And let's see, what else is in the news? I know there's more. That's one of the reasons I miss Marlon. One of the many was when we did that prayer for the impotent lipsticks. Not the Christian stalker, but the siren blasters. Marlon was so much fun to do those prayer alongs with. So in this next set, we're going to do a set of songs that are in accordance with his tastes. And as we continue to honor him, even after the 2 weeks of tributes to Marlon, the late and great engineer and producer of The Reverend Is In for 4.5 years. And this is news from the National Coalition for Sexual Freedom. The CDA lawsuit, the Communication Decency Act lawsuit, that criminalizes free speech on the internet, is further climbing up the court system, and they're having a hard time, and they're also having a hard time funding their fight through the court system. The National Coalition for Sexual Freedom is at ncsfreedom.org, and thank you them for sending me that information. All right, getting a little talked out. So, and next week we're going to cover the courts even more extensively when we do the themed show, The Taliban's Influence on the U.S. Supreme Court. All right, let's play our set for Marlon, since it's getting late. And those of you who knew him knows that he really liked an artist from decades ago, before the 60s. But pretty crazy guy, like probably an early influence of Frank Zappa and others. This track is by Spike Jones, and it's entitled Cocktails for Two.
Charming scene like this in some secluded rendezvous that overlooks the avenue with someone sharing a delight. Chat, this and that, cocktails for two. as we enjoy a cigarette to some exquisite chansonnette. Two hands are sure to slyly meet beneath a serviette with cocktails for two. My head may go reeling, but my heart will be obedient with intoxicating kisses for the principal ingredient. Most any afternoon at five, we'll be so glad we're both alive. Then maybe fortune will complete the plan that all began with cocktails for two. Most any afternoon at five, we'll be so glad we're both alive. Then maybe fortune will complete her plan that all began with cocktails for.
We'll be right back. Oh, That I'm a very moral, ethical, opinionated, conservative Republican woman of the highest morals and integrity. I stand for America and patriotism, and I lie down and spread for the same damn reasons. I do not suffer gladly any liberal bullshit. Why, I hate liberal Democrats. I loathe everything about them. In fact, strange as it is, I hate them so much that at times I find them irresistibly sexy. Sometimes watching them on TV, whining and pandering to all the special interest groups, like the poor, the minorities, the gays, the idiots in the middle class, makes me so mad that I become turned. And the sweet juices of my rage flows like a river from my loins. I'm here to tell all you chaste and pure thinking conservative men and women to throw yourselves naked on the altar of George W. Bush and thank the Lord that he put this intellectual genius in office after the long suffering years under Bill Clinton's penis. Oh, this is Dr. Laura Hoare saying good day.
Oh, shit, man. Put out a warning when you do one of those, man.
Yes, it's that very special time once again. It's time for Asshole of the Week. With thanks to the late Marlon, the great engineer, for making the fart sounds. Sunday, July 31st, 2005 at RadioVolta.org, AtheistNetwork.com, and two independent radio stations in the state of Washington, one in Olympia and one in Seattle. We have very special, it's plural, very special recipients. All participating law enforcement people in Canada and the U.S. special agents and people in the Drug Enforcement Agency who participated in the raid at the British Columbia Marijuana Party bookstore and headquarters in Vancouver, who arrested several employees and implemented the arrests of U.S. marijuana exiles who fled fascism and crossed the border north to enter Vancouver in Canada in accordance with the extradition order placed on Mark Emery, Michelle Rainey, and Greg, alias Marijuana Man. The local cooperating British Columbia authorities, as well as the U.S. federal agents from the DEA, who participated in this raid and violation of Canadian sovereignty and implementers of fascism and perpetrators of an unjust war against hemp. You are assholes of the week. Alright, we really heard enough of those sounds. You heard Ms. Terry from RadioLeft.com doing Dr. Laura Hoare, Apocalypstic did Liar Liar, Frank Zappa did Magic Fingers, Sid Vicious did My Way, Sisters of Mercy did Gimme Shelter, Devo did Gates of Steel, and started off with one of Marlon, the late and great engineer's favorite songs, Spike Jones, Cocktails for Two. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. Tonight the theme has been Equal Time for the Other Terror Victims. We're going to just cover a couple of plugs and do some closing songs, do the credits. Write to the Reverend Quayle, Q-U-A-Y-L-E, Quayle at sjcdc.org. Next week, the theme is the Taliban's influence on the U.S. Supreme Court. Let's do the credits before all the closing stuff. The Reverend thanks the following for assistance, information, or just plain inspiration for tonight's Equal Time for the Other Terror Victims show. Thank you to all of the Philadelphia Independent Media Center, Lord Jesus, Kenny, Amoeba, Secret Chimp, Mr. Ed Gold, Ms. Terry, Everlasting Godstopper, Lady Simone, no relation to the Christian Psycho Stalker, Psychopath Limptic, Cindy from WildflowerDesire.com, Lobo Red, the Reverend's friends from his professional life as a mild-mannered social worker. Thank you, Lady Pixanne, St. Anne Marie, Mephistopheles, Drusilla, Shelley, Pharmacy Joe the Limptic, The Tick, Malik, Leanne and Tim. The Reverend also thanks Holy Bloody Mary, Brooke, Justin, Mr. Zvi and family, Jennifer R. from Independent Media Research, Bipolar Bear, Mac Goddess and family, Plantard and the UK Bookburners, the European, Australian, Brazilian, Canadian, Lebanese, Portuguese, and all North American Bookburners, Hippie John, Heidi Helper, Heidi Planner, Sarah Laerne, Coffee Goddesses, Vampira, Dark Lady, Dr. Susan Block from drsusanblock.com, Melanie from Dr. Susie Show and Elegant Angel Video Productions, Renee Bryant, Paul Krasner, ProChoiceLeg.com, all Clinic Defenders, Jennifer Hunter, DSI Genevieve, Pie Man from PieMan.org, Kelly, Full Circle Records in Blackwood, New Jersey, Wood and Shoe Books and Records in Philadelphia on 5th Street between South Street and Lombard, Joe Keithley and DOA from SuddenDeath.com, Jello Biafra and AlternativeTentacles.com, Mr. Scott and family, Tara, Jenna Egg, Crystal Hellcat, Biker Chick, Sandra Chica Caliente, Queen Agitator, Craig from Autistic Behavior, Christy Wan, Chelsea Elsie, Merkin family, Arizona Dude at the Dead Milkman Show, Bonnie, Neen, Nicole, Lonnie, Gail, Lucy Pro Choice Group, in this area, Leah, Andy, Adele, and the Raheel Pro-Choice Group in Beloit, Wisconsin, Liz Voltz, the Rowan Twins, Anand DePlume, Julie the Deadhead, Dr. Feelgood and family, Annie Oakley, Carol Queen, Champion Lombard, Walter G., Diane Fornbacher and family and friends, Melissa, Tender Bartender, Benevolent Dick Tejeris, all of Radio Volta for enduring the theft of a radio transmitter and looting by Satan's sexual partner and community leader, Sister Bay. Bill and Meaty, good weekend. Bill and Mia from Radio Volta, the two Washington outlets that relay broadcast the station live. DeMonica, Dallas Blanchard, Michael Moore, Void Control, The Midnight Creeps. All independent media everywhere, to all Bush Lickers, and to every book burner everywhere. Thank you, love, pleasure, freedom, justice. All right, talking like those reggae guys before my show. All right, we're going to play some final tunes. Let's see. For good humor, check out whitehouse.org and landoverbaptist.org. For some good comic relief, again, please send around the link through emails to iraqbodycount.net so people can read in detail about the other terror victims. And is that everything? Oh, check out the casting for forthcoming Reverend Bookburn video projects, including United We Stand Erect, Tie a Ribbon Round My Big Hard Tree, Support the Droops, The Passion of the Santa, and Psychotherapy for the War Criminals in the Bush Regime. Alright, it was fun. Let's play something by Mustard Plug. This is entitled, it's, blah, 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 blah. Where's the record? I can't read. Mustard Plug doing Not Enough.
Overrated, time to give it up.
Okay, you heard Digger doing The Ninja, The Pinto, The Dan Marino. Sam I Am did Look, No Hand. And Mustard Plug did Not Enough. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. And tonight the theme has been Equal Time for the Other Terror Victims. And still had a slew of songs and requests, but am definitely tired and definitely going to play one final song and get out of here. So next week, the Taliban's influence on the U.S. Supreme Court. Let's close with a song from the Rock Against Bush Volume 1 compilation. The track is by Ministry and is entitled No W. Good night.
We recognize our greatest security is found in the relentless pursuit of these cold-blooded killers. The front of the new war is here in America. We're fighting a war against evil. Good night.